Lickable magazine pages. Yup, taking your tongue and dragging it across the page. Welch's Grape Juice is hoping that you'll do that. It took out a one-page ad in People magazine this month, which features a grape juice flavored tasting strip. It's a little plastic sticker that you peel back, and then underneath is a small strip that dissolves in your mouth, kind of like those, breath mint pocket pack strips.
I love those.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to sensory marketing, something Willy Wonka was well aware of years ago.
Must show you this. Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls. Lick an orange. It tastes like an orange. Lick a pineapple. It tastes like a pineapple. Go ahead. Try it.
Oh. I got a plum.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. It tastes so real.
Try some more. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
You can actually find that clip on the website of First Flavor. They developed the juice ad, as well as a mojito ad and a forthcoming Arm & Hammer toothpaste ad, which you can taste. It's a whole new ad world where scientists' involvement is as important as the creative guys who think this stuff up. Lisa Haverty is a cognitive scientist and marketing consultant who works with companies to help them figure out how consumers perceive information through their senses, what gets their attention, how they make the decisions, and she runs her own consulting firm called Brain on Brand. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
So what was your first reaction to this new sensory marketing ploy, this Welch's Lickable ad?
Well, as a consumer, my first reaction was a little horrified. But as a scientist, all the principles behind it cognitively, in terms of how people would engage with an ad like that and whether they'd remember it, are very sound. It should work.
What are those principles?
From that perspective.
So what are those principles?
Well, anytime you can get someone actually engaged in your advertisement, and in particular, in this situation, you're actually getting people to form a question in their minds about something, and the thing that you taste is going to answer that question. So you're saying, well, what the heck is this? Are they actually asking me to lick this? What's this going to taste like? And you're engaged. Anytime you can engage someone cognitively and make them actively process the information that you're trying to get across to them, they're more likely to remember it. I think it'll be a little bit difficult to forget whose brand you're tasting.
Well, let's just talk about just cognitively. Are people really that open to putting something that was in a magazine in their mouths? I mean, who are they targeting with this concept?
Well, I actually think there may be something of an age difference here. I'm not in on Welch's strategy here, but children and teenagers are going to be a little more impulsive about something like this. I think that when you encounter something like that, there is an urge to explore and maybe check it out, but that adults have a lot more practice suppressing urges like that.
But you sound like a woman who's not afraid to lick a magazine, if I may say
maybe
so.
Our ick factor may overcome that. But for children and teenagers, it might be much more, they're a little more adventurous when it comes to exploring the world. So I think that it may play a lot better with youngsters, and that may be what they were trying to do anyway.
Well, let's listen to one woman's reaction from a First Flavor taste test.
Oh, let's do.
Yeah, this is from their own website. They give this woman one of a taste sample in one of these strips. Let's take a listen to that.
So we wanted you to taste a new way of trying the flavor of a new beverage product. This is a cherry vanilla cola, and we'd like you to try the flavor of it and let us know what you think.
All right, I can do that. Just pull it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now what? In my mouth.
Just put it in your mouth, put it on your tongue, and let us know what you think. Is this a pleasurable experience for a way to try a new product?
Actually, it's very tasty. I think I would rather taste it this way than to go buy a bottle of the product and not like it.
How powerful a sales tool is it for people to actually taste a product? I mean, does taste trump the visual or the olfactory come-ons that other people do use to market to us?
I'm not sure that it would trump olfactory at all, but right. Given that it's something that it's a product that you taste, it's certainly going to help boost it up over any visual or auditory signals. Assuming, of course, that it actually tastes good. If it even were a neutral taste, it would probably be somewhat helpful because you're engaged in it and you're actively engaged in processing what they're trying to tell you. Anything remotely negative, and it's going to backfire worse than an ad without any of those added senses.
Now, First Flavor claims this kind of advertising overcomes, and I'm quoting their site here, consumer ad fatigue and fragmentation, and associates clients' brands with innovation and differentiation. Differentiation, excuse me, I can't even read my own writing. So how important is it, the novelty sense of this, when you're trying to reach out and grab consumers?
I think it's really important. I think it's a sign of the times that marketers are having a much more difficult time getting consumers to even pay attention in such a noisy ad world. And something this novel, it's not just playing with, you know, the two senses we're used to, visual and auditory. It's definitely going to get people's attention, and just the buzz around it. I mean, just the fact that we're talking about it is, you know, free marketing.
That it is. One more thing I want to ask you before I let you go. You know, the Got Milk campaign, they emitted the smell of freshly baked cookies from bus shelters to encourage people to buy milk. There are these auditory ads with direct sound to people as they walk past billboards. We have this taste centers in the magazines. Do these ads have the potential to backfire as being too invasive?
I definitely think they can. I think one of the positive features of these taste ads is that they have an element of choice. You actually get to decide whether to engage that sense. Whereas with visual and auditory, we decide to turn on the TV or the radio or go to a movie theater even. But to just simply be walking by and have your ears or your nose bombarded is a different situation. And I think it would depend a lot more on who you're targeting and where. A bus stop seems like a pretty vague and large collection of the American populace, not all that targeted. Mm. So it could be a lot more noxious even to have to smell something you weren't seeking to smell. It's a lot different than a scratch and sniff, even that wallpaper.
Scratch, sniff, and now we can add lick. Lisa Haverty is a cognitive scientist and marketing consultant. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I'm still not going to lick a magazine.
I'm not licking a magazine either. But then we're not kids.
That's true. We're not most of the time.